get it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
JoJo Siwa's former dance instructor, Abby Lee Miller, is reacting to her new video for her single, Karma. Now, if you don't know who Abby Lee Miller is, she was the head of Abby Lee Miller Dance Company for this hit show back in the day called Dance Moms, which is where JoJo Siwa and a bunch of other young dancers got their start. And the only way to describe Abby Lee Miller's teaching style is just borderline abuse. I don't know how she got away with any of this. She would rank the girls. She was mean. She was brutal. It was awful.
She got into it with the parents all the time, right?
All the time. And so now it seems like she's changing her tune a little bit because she did a live reaction to JoJo's, I don't know if I would call it explicit, but it's like kind of cringeworthy grinding is the best way to put some of the dance moves in this music video. And she reacted to it on TikTok. And here's what she has to say about all the hate that JoJo's been getting.
Please go watch JoJo Siwa's new rebranding. They keep going on about that. I don't know. I think it's JoJo with paint on her face and a fabulous costume. It's always been JoJo. Everyone is making such a big deal about her rebranding and rebranding and rebranding. JoJo is doing incredible dancing with a lot of paint on her face. It used to be stars and rainbows and pink and lavender and turquoise, and now it's black. It's still paint on her face. And it's still her doing incredible dancing. All right? So I don't know if it's so much as a rebranding or just maturing, getting older, wanting to show another side of her. And this song is about, I guess, somebody hooked up with somebody else and it's going to come back to haunt you. And we all know that to be true.
Like, it's tough on these celebrities that start out as kids. It's not easy, right? Because they're not really growing up in the real world, right? They're celebrities right from the jump. They're making a lot of money for a lot of people. And here they want to continue their career, but she can't be the old JoJo. So she's trying to make this leap. We've seen it a million different times. And some of you guys that are at a certain age are having a really, really tough time looking at it. Abby, I think you said you kind of grew up with her also.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't grow up, but I wasn't like a JoJo Siwa fan. I mean, she was a child star, but I watched her grow up, and it's very bizarre. I think it's just very like icky to watch somebody that you know as a kid all of a sudden flip the switch very quickly and be like, I have sex now. You know what I mean? It's a little uncomfortable to watch it also happen because she does simulate some things in this video. So I know what she's trying to do, and I think it's just kind of catching people. I don't even know if off guard is the right word, because I don't know that it's resonating with people.
Is it because it went from 0 to 60 and like there really wasn't any kind of like it wasn't a slow transition, or at least it didn't feel like a slow transition?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people just don't feel like it's authentic. We feel like she's trying to be edgy rather than actually just showing a different facet of herself. And a lot of people are actually comparing her to Jennifer Lopez, the kind of treatment that Jennifer Lopez is getting right now, where it kind of feels like J-Lo's a little bit in her own DeLulu world, where it's like, everybody loves this new album and I'm this big deal. People are comparing JoJo a lot to that, in the sense that she thinks it's taking off in a way that it's not.
I feel like we went through the same thing not that long ago with Miley Cyrus also. But I think that people started to embrace it more because it seemed authentic with Miley Cyrus. And Miley has never apologized for being Miley.
I almost disagree. I think we were having these same conversations when Miley did all of that and started twerking on stage and like...
Oh, the MTV movie or yeah.
Yes.
Whatever the MTV award show was with, was his name Robin Thicke out there grinding on him?
Oh mm-hmm. My God. Yeah, I forgot about that. She shaved her head and like the whole nine yards. And I think these conversations were happening too. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, oh, maybe this is the real Miley and the child star was the fake Miley. And so maybe that's what it is with JoJo. But you're right. It does seem, I can't figure out if it's just that it's out of nowhere, like a 180, or if it feels like she's putting on this persona. Whereas Miley, I feel like, was like, F that, I'm going to go rebel. This is who I am. Where JoJo, it feels calculated.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and I feel bad calling it calculated because we just got on Lily Allen for saying the same thing about Beyonce. And it's okay to have strategy in your branding and your marketing. But I think we see an artist like Miley Cyrus come full circle. Like, the Miley we see today is very different than the Miley we saw 10 years ago with Robin Thicke, where she kind of matured and realized, mm-hmm. okay, this edgy rebellion act I was putting on wasn't really me. It was more of an act of not trying to be edgy, but trying to come out and be more adult, and then they come more into their full self where it's somewhere in the middle, like not edgy and crazy, but also not squeaky clean Disney star.
I mean, this is a rite of passage. Like, you don't know who you are, like in your early 20s or even your late teens, and you're trying to figure yourself out. So you're trying new things, you're trying different things, and you're trying to figure out who you are. At your core, you're the same, but what your interests are, what makes you happy, what brings you joy. And so, and that just comes with experience, and it just comes with experiencing life. And I think for these child stars, they have to do that in front of a camera. So we get to watch them go through this process.
I'm still asking myself the same questions, and I'm a lot older than that.
I think we're going to see JoJo look back in 10 years and go, you know, maybe I was just trying to ask to be treated like an adult in a very big way. All right, an OnlyFans manager claims that this pop star could make $100 million a year if she joined the platform. But is she actually interested? I'll tell you what sources are saying on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.